Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. We have a special holiday show tonight. We hope everybody is having a great Thanksgiving with their family here tonight, and thank you for joining us on this special holiday edition. We're going to talk about our Thanksgiving a little bit later on, but first we're going to get into some hot topics. The big news of the week seems to be Kyle Rittenhouse and his appearance on Tucker Carlson, which seemed to really stir up some people, particularly with this Lynn Wood and John Pierce situation as they feud over his $2 million bail. A lot of people have been jumping all over Lynn Wood after Kyle Rittenhouse's statements that Lynn Wood left him in jail for 86 days and had him do media appearances. Of course, Lynn Wood's not the type to be quiet. He came out and had a lot to say in return, claiming that he did nothing but help Kyle. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. There's a lot of split minds on this. A lot of people already didn't like Lynn Wood. A lot of people do like Lynn Wood. So it's been very interesting to see the fallout from the Kyle Rittenhouse on Tucker Carlson interview. Personally, I don't think Kyle should be doing press just yet. I would like to see him start these defamation lawsuits and sue some of these outlets first, and then maybe do some press like we see Nick Sandman doing now. But Kyle's his own man, and he's doing whatever he sees fit. But Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I am doing great on this Thanksgiving night. I'm thankful that all of our viewers are listening. I'm sure that they've gotten a belly full with turkey, ham, peach cobbler, apple pie, sweet potato pie, coconut cream pie, dressing, I mean, the whole nine yards. I hope you guys are having a feast, and I hope that you've eaten so much that you are now beached and you have to get in your bed or your recliner, your comfy chair, and listen to us talk about Thanksgiving, what we're thankful for, and of course, our favorite hot topics. So to go back to your opening, Andrew, on Kyle Rittenhouse, here's my take on it. You're right. Lynn Wood is a loose cannon. And I wish they would take this silly squabble underground. I don't care about it. I don't want to hear about it. My whole thing is people should be talking that this kid was put in jail in horrible conditions and had a bail of $2 million while Daryl Brooks Jr. was let out on bail in Wisconsin on $1,000. Why was he in jail? Well, he ran over his baby's mama. He apparently had a stint in jail. He has a rather long rap sheet. And in addition to that, Andrew, we're learning that there was probably teenage sex involved somewhere along the way. And he's on YouTube talking about this, or made a TikTok video talking about this, with how he thought the kid was 16, she turned out to be, no, he thought the kid was an adult, she turned out to be 16, and yes, he was pimping her, she was pimping him. It's a whole sordid mess. And by the way, he's also a rapper, a wannabe rapper. Now, how in the heck did a man with an extensive rap sheet who tried to run over someone, his baby's mama, and committed all these other offenses, get out of jail on bail for $1,000, whereas Kyle Rittenhouse was placed in jail in unbelievable conditions? He wasn't able to bathe. There was no running water. $2 million. 17 years old. What the heck was he going to do? He was defending himself, but yet still the strictest and the harshest punishment. I mean, I hate bringing race up all the time. And someone said once, I put up a post about Daryl Brooks, and I said, you know, where are all the tweets about this guy and what he did? And why is it that no one's talking about it? Is it because he's a black guy? And someone said, well, you know, look at the people who have died. Why are we focusing on that? We should be focusing on the people that died. Well, we can't focus on the people that died without focus on the fact that why was he let out? Why did he do what he did? No matter where we go, no matter what we say, it's always about race. And we have to address it. And right now, it seems that we want to let anyone off whose color has pigment in it, a melon in it, dark, brown, or whatnot. We want to let them just do whatever they want to do. Whereas if it's a white person, we want it the strictest and harshest punishment. Does no one see what's wrong with this? We're now trying to say, well, these people had it bad for so long. Now we're going to make these people have it bad, regardless of the fact as to who did what, when, where, and how. The punishment should fit the crime. And if someone, regardless of skin color, regardless of gender, committed a crime, then the law should apply. And we shouldn't be trying to do retribution. This will never end if we keep doing this. And this is what the left want. So when people say, why is it always about race? We should be looking at the people in Wisconsin who were mowed down. Yes, we're looking at that. But at the same time, we have to look at the fact that the person who did it was a black man who should have been in jail. The person who did it was able to get out because he was a black man, because people are trying to make up for what happened in the past, and you can never do it. That is a reason why we talk about it. That is a reason why race is brought up. Now, maybe people are being facetious when they say, well, why bring that up? But just in case you're not, just in case you're wondering why you have to bring it up, we have to bring it up because we have to look at the big elephant in the room. That 17-year-old kid, regardless of what you think about him, should have never been put in that situation. Though some would say, well, why was a 17-year-old out at night? Okay, yeah, why was he? But why were people out at night also looting, rioting? Well, they were doing it because of Jacob Blake. What about Jacob Blake? He was beating the hell out of a girlfriend that had a protective order against him. Why is it that Jacob Blake couldn't obey the law? So if Jacob Blake chooses not to obey the law, he chooses to put himself in a very compromised position, then what befalls him is his own fault. Let's wake up and let's accept that fact. Stop listening to CNN, MSNBC, and Washington Post. We've got to reject all these fake news narratives. Just speak the truth, look at the facts, and understand what's happening. These people are dividing our country. And on this Thanksgiving Day, we should give thanks that we're living in the greatest country in the world, America, land of the free. We have all this freedom. We have the freedom to have all of this discourse. But at certain points and at some point in time, we have to wake up and realize that the media, the liberal media, and I'm just going to call them out, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, George Soros, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Jack Dorsey, all these people with social media, the social media platforms, Facebook, they mean us no good. Yes, I know that Jeff Bezos just donated $100 million to Barack Obama's foundation. What for? Why did he give it to him? So that Barack Obama could do his bidding? Why did he give him $100 million? He gave Ben Jones $100 million. Why? Because he wants to make up for the sins of the past that white people had done earlier on, white people who just came here on Ellis Island, who did not own slaves, who had nothing to do with it. Now there has to be compensation. Think about it. It makes absolutely no sense. If he wants to use that money, why don't he give that money and say, okay, I'm going to go to these poor areas and I'm going to give them the money. I'm going to give them each a certain amount of money. I mean, look at the federal government. Joe Biden's administration is looking at giving it to illegal aliens. Then Jeff Bezos, why don't you find those black people that are poor and destitute and say, I'm going to give you some money to help lift you out of your situation. As a matter of fact, why don't all these woke billionaires and millionaires do it, including Oprah Winfrey, including LeBron James, all these basketball stars Colin Kaepernick. Well, I have a foundation and I'm giving to my foundation. Well, I would be thankful if you would give to these black people that you say are so down and out. Look at how far it would take them. You would be lifting them out of poverty. I'm sure that would be a great Thanksgiving for them. There are too many Blacks, influential Blacks, that have money, that are out there, that can do a whole lot more than what they're doing. Why are we waiting for the government to do it? Why are we waiting for the government to divide us, to do anything? And when I say that to divide us, look at Joe Biden's administration. They're dividing us with what they're doing. Why wait for them? Why is it that these woke individuals can't pool their monies together and say, this is what we're going to do? And they'll probably do it, but they'll do it as a scam. They'll help them out in a scam. You know, well, we'll give this to you, but you got to give us this. You got to sign over this. Why didn't you just give it to them unconditionally? Like Jeff Bezos gave Barack Obama's foundation $100 million. What the heck is that foundation going to do with $100 million besides indoctrinate more people, besides Obama paying himself and paying other woke like-minded individuals to be on their payroll to push propaganda? Black people have a serious history in this country. Yes, racism did exist, and it still does. And the 70s and the 60s, the 50s and the 40s, I can't imagine what they went through. It was horrible. You know, treated as though you were second-class citizens, whereas other people were able to be treated as if though they were kings and queens. Sit at the front of the bus, you sit at the back of the bus. You're paying taxes. Imagine, you're paying taxes in a country, but you're not getting the same treatment. It was horrible. It was wrong. Let's just admit it. It was just downright wrong and horrible for people to be treated that way. People that are paying taxes, people living in a country that their ancestors helped to build, and now knuckleheads are telling them, tear down the country. Please, look at how we've gotten it all twisted. We can help each other if we set aside the division and say, there's a common goal here. The country got it wrong at some point, but now we can get it right. This Thanksgiving, we're going to change all that, and we're going to get it right. But instead, Andrew, Thanksgiving will come. People will put on fake smiles. They'll go to their own little dinners with their, if they're able to do it, thanks to Dr. Frankenstein and his whole COVID mandates, courtesy of Joe Biden, of course. But to say, this is a Thanksgiving, we're going to be thankful for what we have, and we're not going to allow the media or these woke individuals to separate us. But we won't do it. Why? Because we like to keep a thing going. Race is the order of the day. And we love it. I mean, you look at the kid, this guy Brooks. Look at him. It's just unbelievable, Andrew.
Yeah, with this incident in Wisconsin, we're going to be hearing about a lot more about race. Well, maybe not, because the media might want to ignore it. But man, what a tragic incident to happen at a Christmas parade. I read there were 17 kids in the Wisconsin Children's Hospital that were injured during this event, 5 people dead. It's absolutely tragic that this happened. And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how much attention the media continues to put on this story, or if it's going to go away because they don't like the narrative of who ended up being the corporate. I mean, did you see the video of the Black Lives Matter supporter saying that this could be the start of the revolution?
Oh, yeah.
How tone deaf are some of these people? It's just unreal.
They're completely tone deaf. This could be the beginning of the revolution. This is Armageddon. Why? I mean, you got a Black guy who mowed down a lot of people, who was mad for whatever reason, who was angry, who should have been in jail. And now this is going to mobilize the forces, and we're going to go out and we're going to just start killing people for what? And I dare say,
saying that after the guy ran over a bunch of kids.
Right, a bunch of kids. And quiet as it's kept, the media does not want to talk about it. CNN, Joy Reid, they're saying very little about it, or if anything, like, why don't you talk about this Black guy? You know why? And as I posted on Facebook, a lot of them were hoping, hear me clearly, they were hoping against hope and praying against prayer that the perpetrator was a white man. One news outlet even put out a picture of a white man in a red truck saying that this was the man, but it wasn't. And I knew I knew when they were taking such a long time to identify the perp that it had to have been a black man. Again, people are probably saying, oh, why are you thinking about race? What about the people who died? We have to make it because we have to point out the fact that black people do bad things and white people do bad things. The moment a white person does something, it will be all over the news and we will talk about it nonstop. Well, the same thing should happen with this guy because he should be embarrassed for what he did. He should be made out to be the villain that he is, the evil criminal, the dirty, down, rotten human excrement that he is. That is the reason why we have to keep pointing it out over and over again. And if you don't like it, suck it up. Who cares? Because until we get this right and we understand and realize that humans have a bad part of them, they will do bad things. Regardless of the color, regardless of the gender, it will happen. But unfortunately, if you don't call it out, if you don't point out the obvious, you'll make one group look bad as opposed to the other. And this all started with the media. I mean, you look at some of our movies, and at one point, all the bad guys were black. All the bad guys were Mexicans. All the bad guys were the mafia Italians. So, you know, it makes no sense to try to put an identity on one group and say they're the bad guys and the other group is a good guy. Oh, all white people, they're so nice because their color is white and it's purity. Yeah, but look at Ted Bundy. Look at some of the most worst serial killers that are out there. They were white. So let's just accept the fact that it doesn't matter what color, it doesn't matter what gender. And I say gender because gender has made its way into our society that we're now separating people by gender. With all these 100 million different genders, and Andrew, there are only two genders, male and female. I don't care what anyone says. Buttigieg, you're a male, you and your buddy. Now you can portray to be something else, I don't care, but that's it. And you should be thankful that that's what you are because God made you. And if you don't believe in God, you got here and the chromosomes say that you are a male, plain and simple. Let's be thankful for who we are. Let's be thankful and try to make things better as opposed to try to separate the people and make things worse. We would do a whole lot better if we were just to work together and stop the division. But back to my point, and it's very unfortunate that a lot of people were probably hoping that the person who committed this horrendous, horrific crime, killing children, was a white man. And had he been a Muslim, oh my God, that would have been it. Oh, there's racism, leave them alone. No, no, no. We have to accept the fact that if someone within that community has done something wrong, we have to call it out. The same way we have to call it out if it's a black person or a white person. It's not an indictment on the entire group. The only people that's putting the indictment on the entire group is the left-wing media. Where is Joy Reid? Where is Jonathan Capehart? Jonathan Carl? Where are all these people, Don Lemon, CNN, where are they? Why aren't they calling out this guy? While they trashed Rittenhouse, I hope he sues them up to wazoo. Now, something else that you said, Andrew, in your opening, I want to address. You said that you would hope that he would be quiet for a while and then come back, sue them, and come back and tell a story like Nicholas Sandman. You know, I thought about that. And I saw bits and pieces of the interview on Tucker Carlson. And he seemed to be a pretty intelligent young man. I thought he was going to come off of being bashful and shy, but he seems to be well-spoken. Now, I don't know if this time has helped him to collect his thoughts or whatnot, but the image that the media had created of him, he's anything but that. I mean, I hope that he does surround himself around wise people and get wise guidance so that he doesn't trip up and make a mistake, because the media will be waiting. They are going to watch him and put him under a microscope and watch everything that he does. So I hope he gets guidance because he is rather young. But as far as him speaking out now, I mean, it's either he tells his story or he allows the media to create a caricature of the person that he is. And from what I see so far, he seems to be well-spoken. And I would say, no, tell your story. But at the same time, he should sue CNN, MSNBC, and Joe Biden, who was resident Biden, a private individual, when he slandered him. Now it is time to see if our justice system is worth its weight in the black robe. Because they allowed everybody to sue President Trump. Oh yeah, let him sue, let him sue, let him sue. It's like, but he's a president. Yeah, and that happened like 2 decades ago. What happened to this kid was just a year ago. And it could have meant life or death for him, for Joe to come out and say these horrific, horrible things. And the media should be held accountable as well. So he should be able to sue, and he should win. And there should be no judges saying, well, no, you can't do it. And I'm sure that they will probably try to get some judge who will say, oh, no, we can't do that. No, he should be allowed to, because you damaged, you besmirched this young man, who he is, his character. And it's unfortunate. Whereas Daryl Brooks, no one's saying anything about it. They're making it seem as if though he's this great guy. And, you know, hey, he had a tough time. And that he was mad over the verdict, so he was acting out. No. Daryl Brooks is just a mean, evil, rotten person by his own actions. His own actions for what he has done in the past with a rap sheet as long as two arms. He did that himself.
Yeah, so he's a real scumbag.
Oh, absolutely.
And like you mentioned, Rob, earlier, I just want to double down on this, is not only does this Kyle Rittenhouse and this Brooks happen, but they both happened in the state of Wisconsin. And you look at the treatment that Rittenhouse got, $2 million cash bail. And then you look at this Brooks rap sheet, and this guy was out on very cheap bail. Just unreal, the double standard here that we see. Well, it certainly seems like if you're on the right side of the aisle, you don't get any breaks. But if you're on the left side of the aisle, it seems like you get break after break.
Break after break. And like I said, it makes you wonder. And no one is saying anything about it. No one is saying anything about the guy and the bail. Now, people are saying that, well, if Kyle Rittenhouse was a black guy, he would be in jail. Well, let's just look at Andrew Coffey, the sixth, who, in a similar situation, had to defend himself, and he defended himself, exercised his Second Amendment right to defend himself, and he was acquitted. Why aren't they drawing the parallels? Why aren't they talking about that? But as always, if Kyle was black, if he was a black man, you can say if all day long. If Joe Biden was a black man, would we be encountering what we're encountering right now? What we have to say that we're thankful that he messed up? See, so all these ifs, and people aren't looking at the facts. Not looking at the fact that he didn't kill black people. This had nothing to do with racism. But people will stand up, oh, this is just racist. It's like, where? Well, because if you were white, if you weren't thinking that way, you know what? I'm thankful that I have the fortitude and the mindset to see through all of this BS that the left is pushing. I am so thankful that my eyes are wide open and I'm not blind. I'm so thankful that I can look at this situation and say, okay, maybe Kyle shouldn't have been out there. But as I have always contended, and a lot of people probably disagree with me, and that's fine. That's why we live in this free country. That if we had men who had not been punked out, they would have been standing up defending that community. But instead, we had a 17-year-old kid who, by the way, Andrew, and I don't know if he's being truthful, says that he supports Black Lives Matter. I mean, I think that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization, and they should be deemed as such. But he said that he supports it.
I'd like to think that he got coached on that statement.
but you never know. I mean, let's just be, in my opinion, when you hear it, Black Lives Matter, I mean, like I said, all lives matter. You don't have to just single out one life. So from it's, I would say on the surface, from looking at it, it looks good to say that. So maybe he's saying, okay, yeah, it does matter. But to the degree of them tearing down stuff, burning down stuff, yeah, it matters. And then you go and you destroy it. It's a joke. And then you look around you and you see the crime that's being committed. And you know, when people say, well, there's no racism, you know, Andrew, I've thought about that. I'm like, it's not at the degree that they say it is. And it's true, it isn't. But when you look at the racism that is taking place, yes, there are some racist, mean, nasty white people. But you know what else, Andrew? All of the racist acts that have been committed right now, the perpetrators have been blacks against Asians. But the media won't talk about that. They will gloss right over it and they will wait for a white man to do something. And then, oh, see that, there's racism. Or a Karen, their favorite person of choice. They will wait for a Karen. Now, they won't say anything about a Shaquita or Yolanda who's out spewing hateful rhetoric. But it's always looking for the Karen. And by clockwork, people will fall for it. Oh, here's another Karen. Well, look at what Karen said. Yeah, but look at what Yolanda and LaQuisha said. And LaQuita. Like, really? Or Felicia, the favorite name, Felicia. I should say Felicia. But people saying, bye, Felicia. Look at what Felicia is doing and saying. She, too, is a racist. But only the Karens are hit with it. It's unbelievable, Andrew. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I hope you guys all have had a fantastic Thanksgiving. It's the holiday season and a great Christmas present for a loved one. Be to head on over to healthycell.com and check out all their great products. I'm taking Immune Super Boost and Focus and Recall, two great products. I know Rob's taken them both. He likes them both as well. So a great gift you could give to a relative or for yourself is Healthy Cell. Go on over to healthycell.com and check out all the great products. And you could save yourself 20% off your first order with the code OUTLOUD. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with some holiday stories on After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Dr. Peter McCullough. If you go to healthycell.com, you can check out the technology, the products of Healthy Cell. These are very innovative products. They are a form of bio-nutraceuticals that are bioactive, and they come in a variety of categories. One is daily essentials, which are the bioactive multi and the vegan essentials. And then the next category is performance. And this is the REM sleep supplement. I've talked about it a lot. I think it's very effective and I recommend it for myself and for my family, but as well as my patients. I'm having great luck with this because it is such a terrific product with a blend of, I think, is what's needed for not only promoting sleep, but also getting quality sleep. And when it gets quality sleep, then there's restfulness and the next day is better and then the next night is better and it becomes a progressively positive cycle for the human body. And the next product in the performance category is Focus and Recall. Focus and Recall. And I think that is the featured product that is coming into play for those with long COVID and brain fog that develops after COVID-19, the respiratory infection, but also after COVID-19 vaccination. And then finally, the main horse in Healthy Cell is the targeted support of Immune Super Boost. Immune Super Boost. And what we have here is a series of products that really can toe the line for patients who are working their way through the COVID-19 pandemic, either at risk for COVID-19, have had COVID-19 and recovered, are in the post-COVID syndrome, which is now a diagnosis we put in the electronic medical record, and are suffering through a variety of manifestations of post-COVID syndrome. And then lastly, those who are in the throes of vaccine reactions of some sort, whether they be acute serious vaccine reactions or the more common mild prolonged vaccine reactions. We now know the spike protein lasts in the human body after the respiratory infection or after vaccination for up to 15 months. We had this breaking development brought to you on America Out Loud Talk Radio with Dr. Bruce Patterson on a recent episode. So we know this is the case. And so we know if the Wuhan spike protein is in the human body for up to 15 months, it's going to cause damage. It's going to cause inflammation. It's going to set a whole variety of immune responses up, working against our body and potentially damaging cells, tissues, intercellular communication systems, and very importantly, influencing organ function. And here is where we need the maximum defense for the body, the maximum and the most appropriate blend of micronutrients, minerals, as well as vitamins to help the body get through this difficult time. So go to healthycell.com and check out the products, and in the promotional code, use the term out loud for 20% off your first purchase. Let's get real, let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Well, there was a time when Americans could rely on the Fourth Estate. Well, in these challenging times, the media is both reckless and complicit. AmericaOutloud.com. Top analysis from leading experts, articles, podcasts, video, and 24/7 talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we are back after Dr. Robert Andrew on this holiday celebration show. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. And as I said in the first half, thank you for joining us. Glad that you could spend your Thanksgiving night with us. And I am most thankful that I'm able to share this Thanksgiving with you. I'm also thankful that, Andrew, this is our 118th show. We started back, I think, in April. It's hard to believe that we have done 118 on this platform, America Out Loud, because we have been doing shows on magnamedia.org, on YouTube, and on Facebook for quite some time. But on America Out Loud, this is our 118th show. Can you believe it?
It's unreal. We've already done over 100 shows here on America Out Loud. We're happy to be here, and hopefully the next 118 will go by just as fast as this.
Yes. Indeed, we hope so. So speaking of Thanksgiving, and I was tying in our topic, some of the things I was saying earlier on in giving thanks, the hot topics, things that were taking place, and I was, you know, giving thanks. And one of the things that I am most thankful for, other than the fact that I know you, Andrew, and our friendship, but just speaking in general terms, as far as what's happening out today in society, I got to say that I am so thankful that Kamala Harris isn't president, because we have Joe Biden, and we see that he has been such a complete dud of a president. I'm thankful that we will make it through the next 3.5 years, and he will be out. He might be out before then, because I don't think that the guy is capable of fulfilling his constitutional duties. But that being said, I am thankful that we have the right to vote and to vote him out. And I hope all of you exercise your right to vote, to vote this guy out. I'm thankful that we live in the greatest country in America that affords that ability to vote out these knuckleheads, from the president, the senators, and representatives. And I hope that you would be thankful too, and go out and exercise your right to vote and to vote them out. I am also thankful, as we were saying earlier during our pre-show prepping, that I don't have a car and I have to pay these expensive gas prices to fill the car up. It's ridiculous. But Joe is telling us, oh, there's nothing to see here. I'm going to open up the oil reserves. The oil reserves, Andrew, that former President Trump helped to stockpile when he said, we're going to be energy dependent on ourselves and not on other countries. We're going to utilize our own gas and oil. And what do you know? We started selling it to other countries. Unfortunately, Joe Biden comes in, screws it all up, just like he screwed up the border, just like he screwed up the border, screwed up the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And he's continuing to screw up things. But I'm thankful still that I am living in the greatest country in the world, that is allowing me to see everything that's going on and not be brainwashed by the left and thinking that it's not happening. I am thankful that I have the intelligence to see through all of this and say that in 2022, I will vote for a new senator, representative, and in 2024, God willing, I will vote for a new president. I am thankful for all these things, Andrew, that I will be able to do it. Very thankful.
Yeah, and you look at the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, and it's a perfect example of why you should still be thankful to live in America over any other country. You still get more of a fair shake here than you do in any other place in the world, and we really do live in the best country in the world. And thank God Joe Biden's time will be up in 2024. I'm hearing he's actually going to run again, which is quite shocking with you consider his age, the dementia, everything else that he has wrong with him. It'll be hard to believe if he makes it that far. You know, I don't think he will. But we have a chance to elect a new president in 2024. The midterms are coming up in 2022. The momentum is strong. It looks like Republicans are going to take back the House and Senate. We're going to stop some of this bleeding. And hopefully we can turn our country back around, get gas prices back to normal, and stop this inflation that is just killing so many Americans on a daily basis. It's a tax on every single American, inflation is. And it's the worst kind of tax because even the lower class Americans have to pay it, and it hits them the hardest. Then you've got these people like Stephanie Ruhle on MSNBC saying it's no big deal. Americans have all this extra money saved from the pandemic. They're just absolutely clueless.
Indeed, they are clueless. And Stephanie Ruhle, I'm thankful that she has a job, not at Fox News, but at MSNBC. And everything that she's saying is a bunch of lies that, oh, inflation, don't worry about it. Are you serious? Girlfriend, you need to look again because no one likes inflation. And you know something else that I'm thankful for? That Jonah Goldberg and Stephen Hayes have decided to leave Fox News as commentators, as if though people were going to miss them. I don't think so. I never liked Jonah Goldberg. I never liked Stephen Hayes. As far as I'm concerned, they're just Lincoln Project Part 2. Like, well, and why are they leaving? Well, because they're mad that Tucker Carlson did a special on Jan 6, and they think that it's divisive and it's going to cause people to go out and protest and fight. Okay, why don't you make those same recommendations about the protests of 2020, spring and summer of 2020. Why don't you say that about the mainstream media and what they're saying about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict? Why don't you say that they're going to cause people to go out and protest and riot and possibly harm people? What's the big deal? You always want to attack the right. No, you have the right to do it, because we live in the greatest country in the world, and I am so thankful. But Jonah Goldberg and Stephen Hayes, good riddance. I'm thankful that you're out of there. I'm thankful that we won't have to hear your commentary anymore. I'm also thankful that Fox News has put Juan Williams on a limited rotation. I got tired of seeing him on the Fox, on the Five. And I heard that it had something to do with Gutfeld wanting the show to come back live with everyone in the studio audience. And Juan Williams kept saying, oh, no, no, we can't do that because of COVID. And they said, well, no, we're going back with or without you. And of course, he's not there. I'm so thankful. I'm also thankful that we don't have to see Donna Brazile anymore. Oh, my God. Andrew, we've got a lot to be thankful for. She's gone. Now, that being said, I mean, I was okay with Fox allowing liberals to come on and have their say, because when you want to be, you know, fair and balanced. But those two were getting too much playtime. And when they would come out and attack people on the right, it seemed as if though no one would stand up to them other than Greg Gutfeld and It's My World Waters. They were the only ones that would come out and stand up against them.
I can't stand that Jessica Tarloff. Her voice is like nails on a chalkboard. She is so obnoxious. I don't know if she's still at Fox, but I would like to see her go next.
She's still there. I'm okay with her to a certain degree because they do push back on her. But Juan Williams and what's her name? I could not deal with at all. I got tired of hearing them. I mean, Juan coming on all the time and, you mean, singing the sad song and then Donna Brazile. I'm like, oh my God, give it a break. Get rid of these two. Why are they even there? So I am thankful that they're gone. I'm thankful that Jonah Goldberg is gone. I'm thankful that Stephen Hayes is gone. And hopefully they'll get rid of some more. I'm also thankful that one of the shareholders of a company that bought CNN, his name is, I think it's Malone, that he wants to return CNN back to its glory days. I am so thankful of that. And I think that that's the best thing. I thought, man, because CNN is horrible. John Malone, that's his name. He was the chairman of Liberty Media. He came out recently and said, well, you know, CNN is a great company and I would like to restore it to it being real news. Now, when he came out with that, the first thing that people said is that he's got to get rid of Don Lemon. He's got to get rid of Andrew Cuomo. Not Andrew, but Chris Cuomo. Andrew is the brother who had to resign from the governorship, had to step down because of sexual harassment. And it seems as though there's a lot of information that's coming out now, and they now want to impeach him, and rightfully so, they should impeach him so that he can never serve public office again. Impeach him. But you know what's interesting? Is that our crazy mayor in New York, de Blasio, is thinking about running for the governorship. And lo and behold, Andrew Cuomo is besting him in the numbers. Andrew, I am so thankful that we have gotten rid of de Blasio, that at the end of December, he will be out of there. Never liked the guy. He should never have been voted in. He's a commie. But before he leaves, Andrew, you know what he wants to do? He wants to try to give illegals the right to vote and municipal races. Can you believe it?
I can believe it, sadly.
Yeah. I mean, why? Well, they'll be able to vote for the mayor. They'll be able to vote for city council members, school boards. I'm like, but they must have a green card, be a legal resident, and of course, cross the border illegally. Why would you give them those rights? Those are rights of American citizens who don't always exercise those rights. They sit back and bitch and moan and complain and say, this is the worst country ever, but they've never been to another country. You would think, Andrew, they would be thankful because when they were born in America, it was a luck of the draw. But no, they're not thankful. They hate America. I am so thankful that de Blasio cannot run for mayor again. I am so thankful that Andrew Cuomo is not the governor. So much to be thankful for. There's a lot that's happening that I don't like. But the fact that these two are not in office, I am thankful. But back to my story. I digressed. Back to my story about fake news CNN. And John Malone, a shareholder, doesn't have a lot of power, but he has a lot of influence in the media orbit, the media communications world. So he wants to bring back CNN and restore it to its glory days. And people were saying, well, he's got to get rid of Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo. Well, I'm thinking, well, they're not the only knuckleheads that are there. What about Anderson Cooper? Oh, well, he's a journalist. No, he isn't. They need to get rid of Anderson Cooper also. I don't like him. It's all about him. It is all about Anderson Cooper and him being gay and he's out there and people can see him and he has a kid. No, I want him out. I want him off the TV. I don't want to see him. I don't want to have to think that he's on there. Now, that's how bad it is. I don't watch CNN. I look at different clippets on YouTube or when Fox News is talking about something that they've done. Oh, and Brian Stetler, he's got to go also. Big pumpkin head. I can't even believe he has a show. I can't believe he has pull at the network. The guy's a complete imbecile. So they've got to get rid of him. They've got to get rid of Anderson Cooper because Anderson Cooper is nothing but a dud. They need to revamp it altogether. Maybe they should have you and I there. But if we're on there, I want us to have us there as a talk show like we're doing now so that we could give our opinions. But when you're giving your opinions and you're saying that it's the news, Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, Brian Stelter, we got a problem here. We have a huge problem because your opinions is not news. Your opinion is just that, your opinion. But I am thankful that we have Fox News. I am thankful that they don't always get it right, but I am thankful for people like Tucker Carlson. I don't agree with him always, but he is entertaining. I am thankful for Sean Hannity. I am thankful that, you know, when he is a commentator and he says it, but at the same time, he knows how to give hard news. He knows how to go and investigate. I am thankful we have Laura Ingraham's, whose voice at times drives me nuts. I'm thankful.
I'm thankful we have places like AmericaOutloud.com and other independent media, because as you know, I have not watched Fox News since the election. I'm still on my 1-year boycott of Fox News ever since they called Arizona prematurely in the election. I have not went back, but this Kyle Rittenhouse case was a perfect example that the independent media was on top of it before all of these networks were. We all seen the video pretty much the night that it came out, and it was clear from the get-go that it was self-defense. I'm so thankful that Kyle Rittenhouse was home on Thanksgiving with his family, enjoying the turkey, the Thanksgiving mashed potatoes, the stuffing, and everything else. Super thankful for that. But Rob, on to our Thanksgivings. Rob, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Gosh, that's a hard one. Because there's nothing that I would eat on Thanksgiving that I wouldn't eat on any other day if I have a taste for it. Now, something that I do normally make around the holidays is dressings. My mom's recipe for dressing. So I would usually, and people call it dressing. I think in the South it's dressing. Up north or the East, they say stuffing. But I do like to make that around the holidays. So that is a favorite of mine to have on Thanksgiving. Dressing, ham. Some people prefer turkey. I will eat turkey if it's roasted or deep fried, because of that texture that it gives. I don't like just dry turkey that's in the oven. It's too dry. But when it's deep fried, it comes out and it tastes like ham, believe it or not. So, and cranberry. As far as a dessert, I'm really not into desserts. So whatever is being served, with the exception of coconut cream pie and German chocolate cake, I like absolutely nothing with strands of coconut. Cannot stand it. Don't like it in my mouth. Yuck, yuck, yuck. I have started liking this red velvet cake. It tastes pretty good when it's made from scratch. Not everyone can make it. But I was just turned on that recently. Someone had it. A friend had it. And I'm like, oh, let me try it because I'm a pie guy. And I thought, wow, this is nice. I don't like all that cream stuff on cakes. It's just too much sugar for me. But that I got to say I like. And I also like pumpkin cheesecake, I think it is. That's really good. Never liked anything pumpkin, but pumpkin cheesecake, and you can get them from Costco's, not trying to build Costco's, but I like pumpkin cheesecake as well. What about yourself, Andrew?
I had a fantastic Thanksgiving. The turkey was fantastic. I'm not picky like Rob. I do like it in the oven. Turkey tasted good. I love stuffing. Back when I was a kid, I wasn't a big fan of stuffing. I'm not a fan of onions and peppers or anything green and stuff like that. But as I've gotten older, I've grown to have a good taste for it. So I love the stuffing. Mashed potatoes and gravy is always a go-to. Apple pie and pumpkin pie, I'm big fans of those. Thanksgiving really is one of my favorite holidays because I do love food. I do love a good meal. There's nothing like that Thanksgiving meal and then just heading to the couch and feeling like you could pass out 10 to 15 minutes later. And that's where I'm headed here pretty soon tonight.
You've had your, you've stuffed your tummy, you know you're going to head out. But I mean, I always go back. I'm going to go back for seconds. I like going back for seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever is there.
Are you a leftover guy, Rob?
You know what, Andrew? I love leftovers. Some people detest leftovers. I love leftovers. And I like to make them last the entire week. If they're really good, love leftovers. Go. Oh, man. I'm like, how can you not like leftovers? Oh, no, I eat it one time and I'm done. Like, really? I'm like, if I eat it, if it's good, I want some the next day and the next day. So I love it. But you had mentioned onions. I don't like onion unless it's caramelized onion. And it has to be really cooked. I mean, so that I can't, that aftertaste. I don't like the aftertaste in my mouth. But I love the smell of bell pepper during the holidays and when you're cooking. I love the smell of apple spice, the aroma. You're coming in from the outside, it's cold, and you smell all that good cooking. Oh my God, I love it. It's like it's next to none. And then you know, wow, this is a holiday. Now, something that I wasn't aware of is that people usually eat mac and cheese on Thanksgiving. And I never associated mac and cheese with Thanksgiving. So yeah, I've been seeing a lot of memes on the internet where people say, if this is your first time cooking, don't test it out on Thanksgiving. And if you do, please don't make the mac and cheese. Like, leave the mac and cheese alone. Like, I never associated mac and cheese with Thanksgiving. For me, it was always stuffing or dressing, turkey, ham with the trimmings, and corn, cornbread, yams, sweet potatoes. But, you know, it's, and I guess for different regions, people have different things. I remember once my stepmom had made a Thanksgiving meal, and she's Creole. And so we went to my dad's house, and she had all these cakes and pies. The food looked delicious. And my dad is very, you know, picky as to who cooks for him and what he eats. So we came in and she was like, oh, I've made all this stuff. You guys come on and sit down and eat. And I'm looking at it. And my dad is looking at us. And we're looking at him and he's looking at us. And we're going backwards and forward. And I'm thinking, okay, do we not? Like, Dad, please let us know. And he's just looking because he'll usually say, no, don't eat it. So I'm like, oh gosh, you got to eat this food. So we sat down and we started to eat. And I thought, oh my gosh, everything was spicy. Because she's Creole. I'm like, I don't eat a lot of spice, but I'm like, okay, suck it up. So I get just a little bit. And then, okay, time for the dessert. I'm like, wow, the cake looks good. Although I'm not a cake guy. I'm like, well, I'll try the pie. My gosh, that was also spicy. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? I mean, that was spicy. So when she came down to, do you want something to drink? Do you want some lemonade? I'm like, no, I don't want it because I don't want you to ruin my taste for lemonade by spiking it with something spicy, you know? And some people like spicy drink like eggnog and they'll put all this other stuff. But this Thanksgiving, we had nothing like that. I just had my regular ginger ale, lemonade, and I was in heaven. I also had a friend of mine, well, not my friend, but my sister's brother-in-law made venison, deer meat. And I love deer meat. Some people, oh, you're killing Bambi. Yeah, Bambi is going in my tummy because that's what they do. That's the way they do it in the South. So yeah, but I had a great time with the family.
Better than going through the windshield, that's for
sure. Oh, God, sure. Yeah.
Rob, as you know, I've been having my Christmas tree up. I've already had it up for close to a month. Now I probably sent you a picture. My favorite part about Thanksgiving as well is it's the holiday season and Christmas is right around the corner. I've already got all my room decorated, the front porch decorated. Rob, have you put up the Christmas tree yet? When do you start decorating for Christmas and start getting excited?
Started getting excited back in actually around Halloween. Because here in New York City, they start showing you all the start putting out the Christmas items. Love going to the stores, seeing the Christmas displays, the Christmas windows, the retail stores. I love it. Like going in and smelling again the aroma, the scent, and then seeing the Christmas candy, the Christmas decorations. I have not put up my decorations yet. Usually, I don't put it up until the day Thanksgiving night or the day after Thanksgiving, and that takes me like the entire week to put it up because I'm trying to find where I put all the stuff. And I'm always getting something new. I'll see at a store. And I'm like, oh, I've got to have this. I want this. And this is my first time this year getting Christmas shower curtains, believe it or not. So my bathroom, we have a Christmas theme on it, but I love the Christmas decorations. I love looking at the snowmans. I love looking at the Santa Clauses, the angels, and the Christmas music. Oh man. But just so you guys know, for Thanksgiving, I came home. I left New York and I came home to Arkansas. And when I was on the plane, they were playing Christmas music in the airports. My favorite Christmas music, Christmas show, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the cartoon, not that ridiculous thing that Jim Carrey made. I like the original cartoon with Boris Karloff as the narrator. I love it. I think they made it back in 1965. I love watching that. Every year, that sets my mood for the Christmas holiday. And then I also love a Charlie Brown Christmas, and I'm singing the Christmas song. Love it, love it, love it. It really, and I can play that the entire time. Now, and here's a funny thing. As soon as Thanksgiving comes, I'll start playing Christmas music. I'll play it the entire time, every day up until Christmas and afterwards. But the moment after the 27th, I no longer want to hear the Christmas music. I'm like, okay, put it up. Don't want to hear it. Some people have Christmas music on their playlist and they go to the gym and they're listening to it. I can't. It takes away from it. I like to wait that anticipation for the entire year. And then when it's the season, that's when I want to hear it. And that's when I want to see my Christmas music, movies. That's when I hear my Christmas music. It's a great time of the year. I love it.
Right. That's the way to do it. And that's a whole nother discussion. Christmas movies. I haven't even thought of that yet. It's time to be busting out the classics. Of course, my favorite, Christmas Vacation. I'm also a big fan of the Home Alone series. Two great movies. And Die Hard's always a good one to watch early to get you in the Christmas mood. What are your favorites, Rob?
You know, I like the National Lampoon's Christmas. Always loved it. But like I said, those cartoons that I mentioned, those are my favorites. Home Alone is okay. I would have to watch it with the kid. I've seen it so many times when I was growing up. But I like it. And I look, and just Christmas, my favorite Christmas CD, of course, is Mariah Carey. And that puts me in the Christmas mood.
We're running out of time, but Christmas Story, yay or nay? Are you a fan of the Christmas Story?
I'd say yay. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a very controversial movie. Some people like it. Other people love it. Personally, I'd be happy if I never had to see it again. I know. Don't send me the hate mail. Sorry, guys. It's just the way I feel. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who's just celebrated its 5th anniversary. Rob and I are available Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 in the West here on iHeartRadio America Out Loud channel. Make sure you guys subscribe. You guys can also find America Out Loud on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.